I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com. Today on the TV Time Machine, we are pleased to welcome Brooke Burns, the host of Motor City Masters. Ms. Burns is also the host of the TV game show The Chase and has co-starred in such programs as Baywatch, Melrose Place, and North Shore. Over the next segment, Brooke Burns will talk about this new series featuring automobile designers competing head to tail light, which airs Tuesdays at 10 p.m. on True TV. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to see the USA in your Chevrolet, feel free to go pedal to the metal as we leave a furious past, because we currently have designs on the present. Brooke, thank you for coming back on board the TV Time Machine.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back.
Now, Brooke, tell us about the format of the show and what's in store for your debut season.
Yeah, absolutely. True TV and Chevy came together with production company Bruna Murray, who brought us Project Runway. So if you're a fan of Project Runway's format, then you'll love this show as well. But what we've done differently is we have designers, but they're not clothing designers. We're looking for the next great American car designer. So we've brought together 10 incredibly talented designers from all over America to do individual challenges where they can showcase their individual skills, designing, concept, vehicles, and all of that. And then we have team challenges where we split them up together, and they actually have to build those concept cars.
Wow.
And then we showcase them on a stage, exactly. And they have to do this in a three-day time period. So it's an incredible amount of work that they have to do and pull off, and it was just fascinating to actually be there and get to be a part of this. So I know, as blown away as I was every, you know, episode being there, that you know, the American public is really going to fall in love with not only these designers individually, but it's really exciting to see what the future of cars could really be.
3 days to come up with a car, that's a lot of pressure. Now, what are the different ways these contestants react to that pressure?
You know, one of my favorite things, one of the big draws for me, and one of the reasons that I wanted to host this show, is because there's a lot of reality out there that's not that interesting to watch. But these designers are incredibly talented, well-educated individuals that have a true passion for what it is that they do. And I think that that is always beautiful to see come to life. And, you know, for us, having a show that spotlights that kind of talent to the American public was really, you know, an honor. So I just had so much fun seeing what ideas that they brought to life, like you're saying, in this short amount of time. I mean, it's really mind-blowing, and I have such a new appreciation and, you know, fascination with cars and car designers and what they bring to the table.
Now, what type of experience and backgrounds do these contestants have? How varied are they?
It is incredibly varied. We have male, female, every nationality from 20 years old, you know, just out of school, to 50-year-old masters. So it's just a big mishmash of talent and design experience and build experience. But I think that's what makes it so fascinating, is that the show is not tailored toward one or the other, because it really comes down to the artistry of the individual. And we saw some incredibly young people blow away and really gain the respect of some of the older, you know, more established car designers in this group. And that was a really beautiful thing to see.
Also, when these teams are working and creating together, what kind of human dynamics are involved?
Well, that's the fun part of reality competition. So, yes, it's about cars and car design and what that looks like in our future, but putting 10 very strong individuals full of personality and vision together and under a lot of pressure, as you're saying, to create these things and to work as a team makes for some interesting television. And I think that, you know, especially for True TV, they have a more male-dominated audience, but I think that the competition aspect and the human, you know, relational aspect of the show will really appeal to women as well.
Well, speaking of women, one of the judges is Jean Jennings. Tell us about her. What is she like and what is her background?
The infamous Jean Jennings. I fell in love with Jean and her crazy hat, as you have to see. That's one whole reason just to watch the show, is to see what new hat she comes up with.
Well, wait a minute. Did she design the hats?
No, I wish she had, because they would have even been crazier. But no, she's got a couple of different designers that I know she loves, and she's, you know, using her incredible personality to just own it and really sell it on the show, which is so much fun. But she is a former editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine, a veteran in the industry. She's also the editor-in-chief of GinosCars.com, and she's hysterical. I mean, she just came in and infused the show with so much life and energy and fun. It was really a pleasure getting to work with her.
And also, there are two women contestants on the show, Darby and Joanne. What are they like, and what's their area of design expertise?
Wow. You know, again, I think that in a very male-dominated world, they kind of came in as the underdogs, not to themselves, but I think just in the group, that was kind of the, oh, okay, like we had to have, you know, a couple of female car designers. And I am telling you, they brought some of the most beautiful work to the table. And these men, you know, you can see the evolution over the course of the show where they're like giving them props and going, ooh, I gotta watch out for these girls.
Also, you guys have a pretty extraordinary design studio. What's included in it, and how impressive is it?
It was incredibly impressive. And again, you know, I don't have a huge background in car design or car building. So for me, even just walking in as, you know, I would say more the general public to see the design studio for the first time was like, wow, this place is really cool. But I think when it really hit home for me was when I saw the designers walk in, and they were opening drawers, and they were looking at the paint schemes on the wall, and they were looking at all the different wheels and the things that they had to work with, and they were just really blown away, like little kids in a candy shop, you know, just going, I can't believe, you know, we're going to get to, really, like, the sky is the limit. Design whatever we want to design, and then actually get to get our hands in there and get dirty and bring them to life.
Right, because they can design there, but they can also do construction or building or alteration on the cars right there.
Absolutely. We have everything that you need to design, draw, build, conceptualize, and perfect a vehicle. And again, you know, for them to have to do it in 3 days, we needed everything right there on site. And we had it. Our stages were amazing, and our showroom was also beautiful as well. You know, if you like going to the car shows and seeing, like, ooh, what's the next car? What's the 2015 concept car? This show is for you. And we even took that. It's kind of that on steroids, because we took it to a whole other level with, if you could design a Transformer, what would it look like? If you could design your own Hot Wheels toy, what would that car look like? If you could have your own beach lifestyle truck that has everything you need to go to the beach, you know, it was really fun, a lot of fun, a great show, and I can't wait for everybody to get to see it.
Well, the Hot Wheels episode, every single guy who ever played with Hot Wheels is going to watch that show, and gals too.
Right? I know. I wanted to drive the car off of the showroom floor. It was that good.
So who are some of your guest judges on Motor City Masters, and how do you choose those guest judges?
Yeah, absolutely. So as we said, we've got the infamous Jean Jennings. We also have an incredible car designer named Harald Belker, who's designed a lot of movie vehicles and what have you. So those were kind of our car experts that we had. And then every episode we brought in a third guest judge, a celebrity guest judge, that either in some way was married to the idea or the concept of that individual episode, and has a genuine passion and love for cars. And one of the things that I thought was really interesting was, you know, you see celebrities talking about, you know, their acting work or their hosting, or, you know, you might see a little bit of that, the world out there as they put themselves out there as celebrities, who they are as celebrities. But this really gave them an opportunity to talk about a personal aspect, a personal love, a personal passion that they've had, most of them, since childhood. And that was really unique and fun to get to see them show off their knowledge and expertise as well on a completely different world that, you know, we don't get to see them talk about a lot.
So, Brooke, where can people find out more about yourself and Motor City Masters online?
I am not great with the social media, but I do have my Twitter account, so you have to go and check it out, Brooke Burns. 22 is my Twitter account, and on Facebook, obviously. But more importantly, watch the show on True TV Tuesday nights at 10.
Great. Brooke, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you once again on the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Oh, love it. That's good.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.